how to explore that. Here's Leslie.
Governor Quinn says an Obama presidential library should be in Chicago, but he doesn't have a favorite site. Several institutions are interested, including the University of Chicago and the University of Illinois at Chicago. Sources say the White House is considering sending a small number of special forces to Iraq in an urgent attempt to help Baghdad slow the nation's rampant Sunni insurgency. President Obama has explicitly ruled out deploying U.S. troops for combat, but the plan suggests he is willing to put Americans into collapsing security situations for training. An undercover congressman, Mike Quigley, today worked alongside workers at Chicago's Blue Cart Recycling, collecting and loading trucks. He says he wants to connect with his constituents at their place of employment to better understand the challenges they face. He says loading trucks is exhausting. Taking a look at traffic, if you're on the Edens, outbound's not bad at all. Inbound, tight approaching the junction, you're looking at about 25 minutes from Lake Hook to the Kennedy. Kennedy outbound 57 to O'Hare. Express lane saving you 2. Inbound 44 from the airport in. Ike westbound's about 34 to Mannheim, 50 to Route 53, 50 and from 53 also. Stevenson outbound's about 47 to 355. Inbound at 36. Heaviest traffic, those between Route 53 and 355. Ryan southbound's about a half hour to 95th. Not much on the tollways. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight and a low of 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, maybe some storms and a high of 93. Wednesday, storms possible and a high of 91. Right now at O'Hare, 87, Midway, 89, Lakefront, 73. I'm Leslie Keiling, WGN.FM.
Thank you, Leslie. It's 5:02, and we were talking about shoes in the UK. They measure their shoes in centimeters. That's why you
centimeters
can't just get shoes the same size. English sizes are based on the number of centimeters your feet are. American sizes aren't based on anything, it says.
They're not based on anything.
On anything. They've got their own system.
So are men and women's both comparable then? In,
I guess.
You're talking centimeters, so a 37 or whatever it is a 37 men's or women's?
No, but I get it like a size 12. But then I get a 13 in the British, and like the British size would be 13.
All right. Well, buy shoes over here.
Well, no.
That's the solution to that.
I'm just saying, I said it's different.
Can you tell the basement story about looking into the plywood again?
Okay. It's always fun to reminisce about these traumatic things.
Somebody pees in your eye. I don't know. How many of us have those stories?
I think we all have our favorite pee in the eye story.
Well, again,
yours has become more infamous.
So many of us have had that happen.
Yours is more infamous than others.
I forgot to mention the winners of the caption contest on Friday. I will do that today before I get out of here. And I had that story in the opening about this guy on a flight from the United Arab Emirates to Manila, and he went by the door of the plane and started yelling, "Allahu Akbar," which means God is great. Did it twice, and nobody did anything. He just sat down. I guess he was praying. As I mentioned in the opening, it says that the issue of Islamic prayer on airplanes was covered in The Economist 2 years ago, noting that Muslims who pray five times a day at specific times often encounter logistical issues on long flights, though new apps and technologies have attempted to make in-flight prayer more seamless. It's on an app. I saw a cab driver pull over on Randolph one day, put his prayer rug down in front of his car, and bow to Mecca. Stopped the car, put his rug down in front of the cab, bow to Mecca or whatever he was doing.
I wonder if they can actually have their rugs on the plane. Do they?
I don't know.
Here's
what this guy sounded like. Craig, do you have that guy screaming? Because wait till you hear this. If you were, and it's this guy who recorded it, said I was napping.
Well, this is legit.
What do you think? I'm making this up?
I thought you had just some crazy drop.
What? No. The guy that you're going to hear is legit because there was a passenger.
So you're talking about the guy that said
Allahu
you can't.
Akbar.
I don't have that. I have the guy who we couldn't land the plane.
No.
The joke that, yeah.
Aaron, didn't you say we have the...
No, it was audio for this. It's audio for this other story. We don't have the Allahu Akbar.
No, because the guy was recording it. There's video of it. Yeah. There's video of it because...
Okay, let me look for that.
Yeah, you'll get the audio from that. That's another story. Fun with traffic air controllers. That's later.
Oh, great. I hate when there's any kind of disturbance on a plane or a bus or anything.
Really?
Where someone stands up. No, I mean, when someone stands up and starts doing something,
really?
You don't, what do you do?
Because most people enjoy hearing somebody scream on an airplane.
Well, no, but my point is, what do you do? You can't,
well,
it's so uncomfortable.
In this case, they didn't do anything. And they let him sit down, and he went back and did it twice in the flight. Are there no taser guns on a flight anymore? Or did they ever have them, or should they have them? I think so.
Are the marshals still on those planes?
I think they are, but this is a foreign carrier.
Yeah.
Carrier.
They don't
And he went and sat down.
So now, if you're in that plane, don't you think the plane's going to blow
well,
up?
Well, I'm thinking.
You think the plane's going to blow
up?
Something's
not good.
Yeah, we're going to get hijacked,
yeah.
or we're going to get blown up.
But maybe because of the carrier, it's one of those Middle East carriers that carry a lot of Muslims who pray. Maybe most of the people on there thought, well, he's just praying. I know I'd be praying.
I'd be praying after I heard that, but I mean, but not everybody's screaming like that. When that happens, that's usually a cry of we're finished.
Well, because we don't know a lot of these customs. We're always afraid when we see that. But there were several other airplane stories I'm going to get to, and I know Craig has the audio to this one. Let's see, where is it? Where the air traffic controller said. And as the plane is getting ready to land, just kidding.
Oh.
What do we have as far as that audio?
So we got a little bit of the audio and the news report covering it. So it's about 30 seconds here.
Let's hear it.
Ground when they heard this.
6:30, go around.
Instructions from the air traffic controller not to land the plane and instead to circle the airport.
I'm kidding. Got a 6:30. After you're landing, I got no one behind you. Expect to exit right.
And while the controller quickly tells the pilot to disregard his earlier instructions as a joke,
Delta 630, you're clear to land on 27 left.
You sent us around, Delta 630's on the go.
The pilot had already called off the landing.
Okay, where does it say in the air traffic controller handbook, if you want to have some fun once in a while, as this guy's 1,000 feet from landing, I'm kidding, Delta 630, after he told him, don't land.
Stay on the script, guys. That's not a joking job. Just joking.
Okay, there's that one. And
kind of bored. Break things up a little.
A hollering, agitated passenger who ignored pleas to calm down spurred a pilot to divert a New York to Vegas JetBlue plane to Detroit. All of a sudden, this guy who was sleeping just woke up out of nowhere and started flipping out. Video shows a man in a window seat standing, gesticulating, and shouting. Dad, stop it, a female voice exclaims as the man lurches toward the aisle where flight attendants subdued him and restrained him with plastic hand ties. And that's what should have happened to the prayer guy, right? I know I've woken up out of a sleep and maybe I was disoriented.
You make a little noise.
Right. But I don't know if I'd start shouting beyond that.
Like I said,
of course, if it's you're having a nightmare, my wife had to wake me up because I'm screaming.
Oh, right. The night terrors.
She had to wake me up. Yeah.
Wow.
You scream, and then you realize you're screaming only after she starts waking you up. You're screaming. You think you're screaming in the dream,
right?
But you're actually screaming out loud.
Yeah. Do you remember why? What was happening?
Pick something. There's plenty to choose from.
I don't know if you had a recurring dream.
But that could happen, I guess.
Oh gosh.
And now there's another episode. Recently, JetBlue flight, 3-year-old girl urinated in her seat because the flight crew wouldn't let her use the bathroom while the plane was on the tarmac. The woman said that when she got up to clean the mess, a flight attendant reported her to the pilot, who announced that the plane was returning to the gate to bring an out-of-order passenger to security officials.
Poor little girl.
What's she going to do? I know I've been there. I start thinking, okay, we're 10th in line. By the time we're airborne, you have to wait another 20 minutes. I got to go. That's why you really can't do liquids or solids. hours before a flight.
Oh, my gosh. Now people are bringing food on from the food court.
I don't know how you do that.
Giant Slurpees.
I don't, just looking at them, my stomach starts. I see these poor people at McDonald's, and I think there's no way I could eat any McDonald's and get on a plane.
And that's always the longest line at the airport. There's
yeah.
a million, there's
oh,
a
yeah.
million
but
different
some
restaurants.
Obviously, a lot of people have different constitutions than I have. But I can't. I just walking by, I have to avert my eyes because I know my stomach's going to go.
And the spastic colon makes his reappearance. Nice to hear him again.
How about a little tunage? You all up for some tunage on a...
First tune of the day.
Monday at 5:10-ish, depending on when you get this, because we're 90 seconds behind when I say something. A little cream for you on the dot.
Inside of you, she's a witch of trouble in electric blue. In her own mad mind, she's in love with you, with you. Now what you gonna do? Strange bro, killing what's inside of you. Inside of you.
Like seasick.
I know. I'm lightheaded, and I'm not kidding.
Really?
Is there a leak in here or something? I've been lightheaded for the last 20 minutes or so, like dizzy.
Well, they didn't expect it to be this long. It's the 16th of June, so now they got to start throwing gas in here. First, they figured out a couple of weeks, he'll never leave.
Right, he'll bust out.
Yeah, so now that
so now they're trying to gas. No, is anybody else lightheaded?
Not really. I mean, to the point, like, what are you feeling?
Lightheaded. You know what lightheaded is?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you live it. You're
what,
probably
for
normal.
Me that's normal, so I don't know what you're talking about. No, I mean, what are you like what, you want to pass out?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, you're spinning.
Oh, wow, I'm not spinning.
You're not spinning?
No.
I don't know what's happening in here. Really?
I mean, you're not. You don't have like a.
Hmm?
Hope you, maybe you should take some sugar.
Sugar?
Yeah, maybe you got like a diabetic episode.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, you're spinning.
I had some of that Red Bull the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Not today.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why. Not today. Maybe not ever.
Why? What happened?
And I was told that the crash from that.
Yeah.
Oh.
When did you crash?
Friday night.
Because it was about, 2 o'clock?
What's in there that when it's over, it is, you go right into the
and what
floor.
Is it? So by crash, what happened?
You're really depressed.
Really?
So there must be one extreme to the other.
Wow. With,
yeah.
Like depressed.
It's just a bottom out like you wouldn't believe.
Really? Wow.
And I didn't have that much. I had a few sips. I thought, okay, I could use a little.
Yeah, so that's. Oh, you didn't have any more after that?
No, I just had a couple sips.
So
not
you
even
crashed
a full
after
can.
That?
And
oh,
thinking,
my God, you had two sips from a cup.
And I was told. So that's why I didn't want to do a whole can, because I know my medicine in my head.
Yeah. You weren't sobbing or anything, were you?
Not because of that, but it was a crash because I was told
right
by people who use this,
yeah.
Be careful.
Well, the young people like it.
And I'm thinking, if this is what you get at the end of it, it's not worth it.
Now, have you ever taken those five-hour energy
yeah.
things? And what about, is there a crash there too?
Same yeah. thing, and I don't know what's in it that does that, but it's not good.
So you don't get that from coffee?
No. No, there must be something in those things.
There's got to be an extra
that
kicker.
Is not caffeine, something else.
Or maybe it's just pure caffeine.
Because if it's driving you that high, what goes up? You know what happens.
So, like, what time do you think it hit you?
It was Friday evening when okay. everything was wearing off.
Because you had it about 2 o'clock is when those
yeah.
women came in.
I had a couple sips.
Yeah.
They were doing some promotion. They're walking, here, have a Rebel. They're handing out these. Okay. I had never had one before. I had a couple sips.
If you had a whole can,
I would have taken hostages. I'd be barricaded with hostages right now.
We've been on the news.
Yeah.
Radio personality is holed up in department store.
Yeah. I've been riding naked on a bike. Watching my naughty parts get caught in the spokes.
I'll tell you, I thought mostly it was women that were on these bikes.
It was about half and half. Why would you think mostly women? I would think the other way.
Well, because I think it's everything's compact when you're on that seat, but with a guy, I mean, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
How do you?
That's why
keep everything?
I noticed someone were standing up a lot to pedal.
Yeah, because
and
that's
when
gotta hurt.
I see a full moon arising.
Oh, man, I mean, God.
Yeah,
Jeez.
It was weird.
It can't be comfortable and it can't be attractive with a guy. It can't.
It's not. I mean, not for me.
And do you know how long that? I don't know how long that.
I guesstimated because I saw the flow, and they were blocking traffic on the cross streets, and I saw how far down it went. There must have been, and could be more or less, at least 500.
Jeez.
These 500 bicyclists, mostly naked, some wearing shorts, some wearing underwear.
And everybody topless?
I saw a lot of that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all the guys at the most had
the
shorts
guys,
or underwear
sure.
on.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of women, starkers, completely starkers.
Man,
I give them credit for being that bold. I couldn't do that.
No, that's gutsy. I mean, I could see if he had a banana seat. Remember the banana seat?
Somebody said that would be the best way to go because you got more
right. That's what I mean.
Leverage.
Yeah, because if you're on one of those little small triangle seats, I mean, that's circumcision. I mean, that's a proctologist exam. I mean, come on. At least with the banana seat, it gets you from, you get a little, support in the back and it comes to the front. There's a little room there.
Yeah. But I didn't see a lot of banana seats.
Not a lot of bananas.
I saw a lot of bananas. Talking about the Trump sign, as we have been for the last few days, I thought about this over the weekend. What if his last name was Lipschitz? Would he put Lipschitz and lights on the side of the?
You always wonder.
Because Ralph Lauren's real name is Lipschitz.
Oh, and he changed
Yeah,
it.
That's his real name.
Oh, wow.
And Trump is not exactly a name that you want up in lights. Trump. No. I mean, it's a Trump.
And that's his real name, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
But if it was anything else, would you put that up in lights? And here's the other funny part to me. The building's been up and open for about 6 years.
Yeah, what took so long?
Why not? If he would have put it up, the sign on when they were building it, nobody would have said anything. It's, hey, I got to make this a bigger extender than it already is. I'm going to put my name on it now.
That hasn't come up as to why now.
Because that's what the guy does. He thinks, I don't know, have I gotten enough attention in the last week?
Right. So he's probably feeding off the initial building for about 3 or 4 years. And now it's like, okay, attention is sort of getting away from me now. So now I have to bring more attention to this building because now it's not new anymore. So now it's almost like a new building.
Yeah. And again, if his name was Lipschitz, would they put that up in lights?
Well, think about it. I mean,
or Dinwiddie or something like that.
Tom Weebolt, okay? But It's Weebolts, and it seemed and it sounded fine, and it went up.
Yeah,
on the...
but there was never a Weebolts 92-story building of this nature on the Chicago River.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying in terms of names become names because you hear them.
I'm listening. Here's a text. I'm listening to your podcast from 5:30. Did you really say 12 ounces in a gallon? Yeah, did.
When was that? Oh, from the other. Yeah, we were talking about how many.
I was thinking 12 inches in a foot and got mixed up. That's what it was. How about this? At Hobby Lobby today, putting out the Christmas decorations. Fall decorations have been out for weeks.
Well, I know that the Hallmark stores in July, so we're talking another month, they will have up all their Christmas ornaments, and who knows, now maybe even earlier, but definitely in July they have the Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, they've decided to crowd July 4th. Mm. Usually it was after Labor Day, even though that was wrong. Now it was July 4th. Now it's Father's Day. Father's Day, Christmas.
There's nothing
else. Let's get going. Let's just start getting these people revved up for Christmas.
Well, you figure what the next one is, Halloween, right?
Yeah, the next big decorating, right, buy anything for is Halloween. And they can't go that long. They don't want to go that long.
Well, think about a month and a half, and it's pretty much over.
What's over?
Well, summer.
I'm going to take hostages. I swear to God. Don't even start.
I thought you would react.
A month and a half, it's
I
over.
I always feel like June 1st is the end of summer, just because.
Okay.
No, because it goes by so fast.
Okay. June 1st is the end
June
of summer.
June 1st is almost like the end. It's the beginning and the end at the same time because it is so fast. I mean, think about this. As I said this to my wife the other day. Okay, it is the middle of June right now. Do you remember January 1st?
Mm-hmm.
So think how fast Christmas
is. I understand all that.
Think how fast Christmas is going to be here.
I don't want to think about that.
It's going to be here.
Leslie, are you lightheaded? I've been lightheaded the last few minutes here. And
He said he's spinning.
You know how when sometimes some car exhaust seeps in and you get, you know that lightheaded?
Yeah. Like some sort of gas leak? I'm not feeling that right now, but I've only just walked in the room.
That's why I have the door propped open.
Do you have a candy bar? Maybe he needs, like, maybe he's having a diabetic seizure. Or something.
Oh, that's nice.
No. What you mean to say is his blood sugar is
low.
Or are you dehydrated?
I don't think so.
Are you still feeling this now?
Okay.
Or is it passing, or is it just a constant?
I wouldn't want to operate heavy machinery right now.
So this isn't just like it's not coming in waves. It's permanent.
No, I'm lightheaded.
Our engineers are offering you some Advil if you want some of that. I don't know if you trust it.
Yeah. From those guys?
Okay, Tylenol?
Yeah.
I've got an ibuprofen, but...
Yeah.
I've got some horse.
Who's got some...
You're the one!
Who's got some meth? I just want to shoot it right in my eyeball. Good for the chase.
You Would you like a vodka enema, sir?
It's like when I gave blood.
Okay.
For a physical... And I started walking, and I almost passed out because they tell you to sit down, have some orange juice, and I started walking. You ever had that feeling?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's the feeling.
That's where you're and that's not fun.
No, it isn't.
No.
I'll be honest.
That is not a fun.
Not fun.
Maybe you should get some orange juice. Maybe you're just a little, hypoglycemic.
What could it be?
Well, we could go with all the most horrible things if you want to hear that.
Thank you. Here,
your left arm isn't hurting, is it?
Listen to this.
The sight of his face is not trooping.
As we're all talking, somebody's just getting the Eric Clapton song, the Cream song. They're just finishing up on the Clapton song.
That's a slow-moving stream.
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff.
A lot of buffering going on.
Aaron, did you see that packet of stuff I stapled together? Had all these interesting facts. I love that kind of stuff. And I saw some in there that really gives you an idea of how small we all are in this process. I'm now guessing, but I'm going to have to get the details. If aliens, I forget how many light years away, looked at us from whatever telescope they had, they would be seeing dinosaurs right now. Can you?
They'd be seeing us hanging out with,
Because
that's how long.
I have to get the exact way it was worded.
If right now they saw it.
If they were so many light years away
looking
at us, they'd be seeing dinosaurs.
They would just be seeing the dinosaurs.
Well, and that's what we see when we look up in the sky. We're just seeing the flashes of has-been stars.
From 9 years ago or something.
Or
something like that.
Billions. However many millions of years ago.
Boy.
Hubble is seeing things that...
Now I'm getting lightheaded.
Yeah.
Another interesting fact, Gary.
Wait, before you, so she can go get this. It's on my desk. I think I stapled it, and it's right by my little scene of. Is that it's Tuscany, right?
Yeah.
Is that Tuscany that I have? Yeah, it's a little.
Or it's Florence, isn't it?
It's Florence. It's by Florence.
By Florence.
Yeah, I have a little set of Florence in my on my desk.
U.S. leading Ghana 1-0.
1-0.
Yeah. And there's a big viewing party
World Cup.
Grand Park right now. And if you're short, you can't see very well. I just
they're
saw
showing
the tweet.
It on the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Okay.
Some people care.
I know, but.
And I'm sure it's real easy to see when the sun is in its golden hour right now. That screen is probably very vibrant.
And luckily, it is only 72 at the lakefront, because if it were a couple miles west, it would just be unbearable.
Are there any hooligans throwing anything?
No, not yet. You still feeling lightheaded?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kathy's worried about me now. Kathy?
Hi.
Yeah.
I am really worried about you. I had an anxiety attack a while back, and it cost me $5,000 to go to the emergency room with our wonderful Obamacare. But anyway, breathe through a straw and slow down. Uh-huh. If you're feeling any pain, you really do need to go to the ER.
I don't have any pain. I'm just...
It could be anxiety.
Oh, that's possible.
Because, you know, you've been through a change here.
Yeah.
And I love you, and I don't want anything to happen to you.
Well, that's my plan, but God works in mysterious ways.
Well, God is on your side. WGN is not. Oops, sorry.
Really? I didn't notice that. Oh. I thought they were all about embracing me.
No, I
is right.
You're worrying me, though, because I wrote a long letter to GN when this happened and put it online with my real name, and I didn't even know how to do the texting and all that shit. And pardon me. Oops. Damn.
Free.
Sorry.
That's the stream.
It's the stream.
Anyway.
We're free.
Future. Freeform.
I'm bad.
you're nationwide.
Freeform.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that cream, I think, did something to me. I wrote about how my sister died of cancer and how she loved you and the Cubs, actually. And I was experiencing anxiety for a long time before I even knew it was anxiety. So if you feel like you're floating or dizzy, it could be anxiety. And you just need to really breathe and calm and center yourself.
I'm going to try to do that.
No Red Bull.
No Red Bull. That's not going to help.
No, cut down on the caffeine. My doctor, you know, and I met this wonderful ER doctor, and he, I said, what about yoga and Reiki? And he's like, oh, yeah, totally. My girlfriend gives me Reiki all the time. So.
Wow. I'll try to get some Reiki.
Yes, exactly. Get some yoga and some Reiki.
Thank you, Kathy.
I had a Reiki massage, and then the woman kissed me at the end.
Is that all part of it?
I don't know if that's a regular part of it, but
what do you mean, kissed you?
She finished the massage. You know, it's kind of like laying hands on you, and it's supposed to change your energy and stuff. And at the very end of the massage, I'm laying on my back, and she leaned over and she kissed me on the forehead, and I freaked. And it's like, wait,
no, that
for
seems
an
like...
hour I've been laying here getting perfectly comfortable.
Yeah, but that seems
and
like,
now
on the forehead, that seems like part of the ritual.
No other masseuse or masseur has ever kissed me before.
Yeah, but
it.
Some of these are very intense.
And that's it. It was very spiritual for her. It was a learning experience.
But you're the
for
one
me.
That's getting the massage. Why is it spiritual for her?
I don't know. You should try massaging me. A lot of people have said it's a spiritual experience. Having been there, you want to lay down on the floor and go fetal.
It's just a good old-fashioned gas leak.
Got a paper bag.
We have people calling in saying they need to get you chocolate, water.
I think you need some sugar. I think you need sugar. I think you're hypoglycemic and your blood sugar is down and you need some orange juice or you need a candy bar.
You need a Hershey's? We'll get you a Hershey's bar.
All right. If that works. Go ahead, Leslie. I found the packet that has... The Illinois Lottery wants to help make Illinois free of HIV and AIDS. Red Ribbon Cash is on sale now across the state. And when you buy the instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery, win or lose, you will be contributing to the fight against HIV AIDS. 100% of net proceeds from Red Ribbon Cash fund HIV AIDS research and education in Illinois. So far, this ticket has raised over $5 million, and the lottery expects to add another million to this fund this year. In addition to Red Ribbon Cash, the lottery offers three other special instant tickets that support breast cancer research, multiple sclerosis, and our military veterans. Remember, when you play the Illinois Lottery, 30 cents of every dollar you spend will benefit our state. Over the years, the lottery has contributed over $18 billion to the State Common School Fund to assist K through 12 public schools, as well as the Capital Projects Fund to build roads and bridges. Play responsibly. Don't scratch and drive. You must be 18 or older to play. 312-521-8600. That's the text and the phone number. Here's that fact I was mentioning before. If an alien located 60 to 65 million light years away from us looked at Earth through a really powerful telescope today, he would see dinosaurs.
Wow. That is very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Is that true, though? How could that be possible? But the light, so that's what it is?
You can't explain it. When you remember a past event, you are actually remembering the last time you remembered it, not the event itself.
When I am doing what now? Say that one again, because that one could be like a...
When you remember a past event, you are actually remembering the last time you remembered it, not the event itself.
Which is why sometimes memories start shifting and changing. Like some of the facts start shifting because you're only remembering the memory.
Oh.
Oh, my.
But I'm picturing the original memory. Right.
All right. You're trying to analyze this stuff. This is very intense stuff.
And this is also, by the way, your first story, assuming that the aliens have the exact same
telescopes
that we do. And that would be highly unlikely. Theirs would maybe be made out of bacteria.
Scientists lit a cave of natural gas on fire in 1971, expecting it to only burn for a few days. It still burns to this day. It has been nicknamed the door to hell. Norway will allow any student from anywhere in the world to study at their public universities completely free of charge.
They say that the Scandinavia, I don't know if it's Norway or where, but they've got the best standard of living.
Yeah?
The people there are the happiest. The government pays for everything. They pay a lot of taxes, but they're very happy.
In Moscow, stray dogs have learned to commute from the suburbs to the city, scavenge for food, then catch the train home in the evening.
I've seen pictures of this.
The Vatican women's rifle team disbanded in 1938. The Pope didn't think it was good for the church's image. Sister Juliet, pictured in what I'm looking at here, left the order in 1942 to join the French underground as a sharpshooter. She was credited with assassinating several Nazi officials.
Whoa.
About that, a nun. In 1975, a 17-year-old boy was killed while riding his moped. He was killed exactly a year after his 17-year-old brother was killed while riding the same moped in the same intersection by the same taxi with the same driver carrying the same passenger.
Whoa.
Put that in your little noggin and smoke it.
And Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy.
I didn't know this one. Chinese takeout containers are actually made to fold out into plates.
Really?
The containers actually are meant to unfold into a makeshift plate, which you can easily reassemble into a box for storing leftovers.
They should tell somebody.
The Netherlands closing 19 prisons due to a serious prisoner shortage. We got some overstock.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a company in Switzerland called Algor Danza that will turn your ashes into a diamond for your family.
Algor Danza?
Algor Danza.
That's if Al Gore married Tony Danza.
I still like the dinosaur one.
Prostitution isn't and has never been illegal in Canada.
It's just too damn cold to have sex outside, though.
A Swedish woman lost her ring in her garden and found it 16 years later growing on a carrot. Let's see. According to the latest Japanese scientific research, a full ripe banana with dark patches on the yellow skin produces a substance called TNF, which has the ability to combat abnormal cells. The more darker patches it has, the higher its immunity enhancement quality. Hence, the riper the banana, the better the anti-cancer quality. a yellow skin banana with dark spots on it is 8 times more effective in enhancing the property of white blood cells than a green skin version. Eating just one banana a day increases immunity.
I don't like a very yellow banana. I like a taut banana. I don't like it when it's too mushy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Plantains, yeah, you want them dark and mushy, but not bananas.
Yeah. I wouldn't eat, so I guess I'm not going to get
And here's a text.
Warded off
and
of
this
cancer.
Is why you are lightheaded. Cream and esoteric thoughts. The entire state of Ohio in 1895, there were only 2 cars on the road, and the drivers of these 2 cars crashed into each other. So imagine how, I always think, with everything that's going on, it's amazing that there isn't more chaos. When you think of all that's going on right now, that everything isn't just completely chaotic.
Well, think of the social contract we have with everybody when we come to a stoplight. We are assuming that that person is going to stop at the red and we're going to go on green. I mean, that's a huge leap of faith.
All pandas are
especially
owned.
Especially with you on the road, right?
All pandas are owned by China. They rent them out to zoos for $1 million a year each with minimum of 10 years.
Wow. Can we teach them to eat something new?
Than bamboo?
Because that's part of their problem.
A newborn kangaroo is small enough to fit in a spoon.
Oh.
Yeah. They're little teeny, and they look like
cashews.
Well, little pink cashews, and then they crawl to the mom's pocket and latch onto a nipple there.
Sweden is so good at recycling, it has run out of garbage and now must import garbage from Norway to fuel its energy programs. What are we doing wrong? These other countries
Everything.
Have it all down.
We really
and we're
are.
Worried about the letters on the side of the Trump Tower.
I did look at the ones outside on our building, though. They are pretty big.
I know somebody brought that up and said,
"Yeah, how come we're complaining?
You're complaining about the Trump name, and you've got WGN Radio on the side of the building." As I'm walking towards the building, during the summer months or when the trees are in bloom, you can't even see the sign, number one.
Oh, that's true, huh?
Yeah, you cannot see it. It's on the side of the building facing a courtyard. It's not as
predominant as
the Trump building.
Right.
Brass doorknobs automatically disinfect themselves in about 8 hours.
That's perfect.
Oh.
Queen Elizabeth II served as a mechanic and driver in World War II.
I've heard that.
Really?
Graphene, the world's strongest material, is 1,000,000 times thinner than paper, but 200 times stronger than steel.
Graphene is the future. It is going to be
This is the future.
She learned that at the Maker's...
I did.
Maker's Mark or whatever.
Maker's Fair.
Maker's Fair. Would ye like another glass of mead? Do you wear a jester's hat when you go or anything?
No.
How about this? Are you off the clock
I'm
on the other
the
station?
Clock. I'm here.
Okay. Korean scientists have developed a plan to create extremely cheap electricity by recycling human urine.
Why not? Never run out of it.
Okay, great. The Korea University team believes that the expensive platinum used in fuel cells could be replaced by the carbon atoms in urine. Fuel cells convert chemical energy to electricity by sending hydrogen to a negatively charged anode on one side of the cell and oxygen to a positively charged cathode on the other. The world produces 10.5 billion liters of urine every day, enough that could fill 4,200 Olympic-sized swimming pools. And I know after I've had some Arnold Palmers, two of those pools are just mine.
Just you?
Yeah.
Can't we just use the filtration system they have on the International Space Station, and then we could drink that water, too?
We're going to have to
water.
Get to some
Excuse
of this
me.
At some point, because we're going to run out of fuel, oil. And
can we ever run out of water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be that in the next 50 years is going to be a real problem.
But I mean,
water wars, they're already talking about trying to ship water from the Great Lakes out west to help them out with their water issues.
What about the rain? Doesn't the rain help replenish whatever we would take out of the oceans when it falls into the ocean?
Okay, but it's all like self-contained. It's not like there's rain coming in from other planets and we're getting that. It evaporates. That evaporates up and then comes back down.
Oh, so
Although,
that equals out, is what you're saying.
There was a story last week about this group of scientists who has said that they think that there is a giant underground reservoir just below the Earth's surface that is like 10 times more water than all of our oceans combined.
They just found that.
We may be able to tap into something even greater. Well, and this is still theoretical. They haven't quite reached that reservoir.
We can't find Flight 370.
That's true.
Okay, let alone some oceans under the oceans. But think about this. If they could make this
fantastic.
Somewhat user-friendly.
What about if you did it in your own house?
You could just, instead of pulling over on the tri-state and going in that phone booth like people used to do, just go right to your gas tank.
Right, exactly.
And keep going.
You could have a big gulp of it later.
Yeah.
Depending on how you...
I'm going to have a few beers, and I'm going to take a nice drive.
And we're already
self-contained.
We're already doing self-service at the gas tank, so what's the difference?
I was thinking of this invention. I don't know how it would work. If you could get garbage and push it into some kind of generator that would produce electricity for your home. That would be no garbage,
right?
And it would burn off into your own home.
You can put it on your DeLorean, and if you reach the speed of 80 miles per hour.
Then I would recycle. If there was something like that where I could see an obvious benefit, then I would be all in.
Detroit could be a power center because of all the garbage lying around.
Okay, so I was pet sitting this weekend, and I realized what I put in the garbage can all weekend long was animal droppings.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the stupidest thing on the planet to send a bag of organic material, put it in a plastic bag, and send it to a landfill. On the other hand, I didn't want to dig a deep hole in the backyard and put it in there. But it just think of like all that gets thrown away.
Well, that in addition to the 10.5 billion liters of urine every day and all that stuff that could be recycled into something.
Because that urine's just going into the filtration system, right?
Yeah.
And then
I'll find out when I view the wastewater treatment facility in Downers Grove in October because they're having their 25th anniversary tour.
Right. You're going to go right into the heart of it and see how it works.
I'll tell you.
Backing the research is the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, which is funding the creation of urine collection systems to be installed in bathrooms. Prototypes have already generated enough power to send text messages, connect to the internet, and make brief phone calls.
That's amazing. We should be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention that every time we do make that water, we're also sending 3 to 5 gallons of extra clean water along with it, which is stupid.
Imagine if I could tie all this in. Take a pee in the stream, text me, a text or something.
Sharks would be coming to you, Gary.
Now that's synergy.
I know that Bill Gates has been funding these different entrepreneurs to find a way to take solid waste in these poor countries that can't have plumbing, and somehow it's all self-contained. There is no plumbing, and it turns it into, silly putty or gold or...
fertilizer.
Or an iPod or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a 3D printer. After you make waste, it goes in and makes something, Christmas ornaments or something.
It might go into making something Microsoft made. I don't know if he's going to make an iPad.
All right, whatever he decides it's going to make. But that's what he does with his money.
Well, we are wasting our waste.
You already have a slogan.
There you go. Don't waste your waste. But, man, I mean, the urine thing, think about that.
I am thinking about it.
2 or 3 times a day, right? Easily.
Right. I'm going to go fill my tank in a couple minutes, so to speak.
You could have.
All these people.
Might be hard for the
gas. Every day generating this.
Oh.
And in some countries, they don't have plumbing.
Right.
And they just go right into the rivers and streams. And that's not good.
Boy, that would be amazing. Could you imagine how self-sufficient? We really should be so much more self-sufficient.
We're not going to have a choice
in our
soon.
World, but we're not. We always look for outside fake things, and yet we are a part of nature, so we should be using ourselves as a part of the solution.
Hey, Bill, you're not at a TED conference, all right? We need to take all this waste.
Well, come on.
If you flush the animal waste down your toilet, it goes to the wastewater treatment plant and gets used as fertilizer.
But how do I get it from that bag that I'm carrying around a block from my house?
Take it home.
To the toilet.
Bring it home. You can't do that?
I guess.
All right, try that.
And then just take the dirty bags and throw them away. Oh, well.
All right.
Can't you use a paper bag when you pick up their waste?
I guess you could.
Instead of a plastic one?
Or a scoop that would be reusable. That would be wiser. But then you got to wash it. Oh. Ah, the dog's going home today anyway. It's fine.
You're done with it?
He's been a fine guest.
And I got a text. You give World Cup updates, but not Cubs updates.
They haven't started playing yet.
That's
why.
Hey,
we're not the Cubs station anymore.
That's right. You have to go somewhere else for that. We're international now. That's why I do World Cup.
Yeah, where's your Zazula?
I'm talking to everybody on the planet.
The Zazula?
What's
the
Vuvuzela?
And Allstate Showcase Studios.
A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
Kick that.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Good afternoon, Buffalo Grove and London. Imagine you're flying from the United Arab Emirates to the Philippines and you hear a guy shouting near the exit door.
Blasphemer!
Yep, that's what happened recently on an Etihad Airways flight, and it happened twice during the flight. The man, presumably a Muslim dressed in traditional garb, was yelling, Allahu Akbar.
I bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Which translates into...
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Which translates into, God is great.
Well, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
No discipline was taken. It has been reported that Muslims who pray five times a day at specific times often encounter logistical issues on long flights. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has eliminated the no shouting sign. Please refrain from screaming Allahu Akbar by the exit door. Hundreds participated in the nude bike ride Saturday night.
Do you suppose all Earth creatures behave like that away?
Please tell me the divvy bike people boiled those seats on Sunday morning.
Oh, Jesus, what's that smell?
Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting down the block from 22 Trump Street on the Super G, WGN.FM, the future in Chicago. Gary Meyer, it's 6 o'clock on the dot.
FM.
Dot FM, yes, that's what it's called. I got this text at 312-521-8600. Why is Jim Schwartz doing plugs for WGN?
Very good.
Right.
Very good.
I don't know. A lot of mysteries surrounding things.
Right. Right. Thank you, Mama.
Well, that's
it. Got your time.
At least the person remembers who that is.
Right.
Kevin, I'm your number one fan.
Your mother fell, Jimmy.
Hi,
and,
Jimmy.
And we're going to set her leg and see how that works.
Where's Wang? Thank you, my man.
And Allison Huntworm.
Who is that?
His old partner at one of his...
Allison Huntworm?
Yeah.
Really, I have been living an acid trip how many years now? I think I'm spinning today because when I take a breath and stop and think,
we should all be spinning.
My philosophy is I don't let myself drift too far because I will just flip right out. I just
join the club.
Compartmentalize, keep moving, don't think about it because once you start thinking about it, it's so bizarre.
Right, right. Very good. Very good.
Next thing, you're going to be standing up on a plane somewhere.
Yeah, yelling, God is great.
Got your time. Got your time.
Allison Huntworm?
It was one of Jim Schwartz's former news partners.
And if you don't know Jim Schwartz, well, that's a whole other story, I guess. We can get into sometime.
Sure, you can Google him.
He was a puppet of a guy who was on
the air.
What
are you talking about? What do you mean a puppet?
And... I thought the weirdest moment was when the puppet did the whole show because the host was sick. I knew at that point that I was in Oz.
Well, you should talk because your puppet used to talk to his puppet, though.
We used to rub puppets. I understand that. But I never had...
Your puppet had a farm.
All right. But I don't think my puppet ever did the show because I was sick.
I remember those times when Cliff and Jimmy used to do some crosstalk.
That was one, some of my favorite radio, I'll be honest. And those were the days. Gone now.
Right. Right. Very good.
Here are the winners of the caption contest. David Schroeder will get a Dickie. Lisa Glenn will get a Dickie. Kyle Henderson will get a Dickie. Anthony Marino will get a muff. David Schroeder will get a muff. Jason Cuff is going to get a muff. Roberto Trento will get a Dickie. And I might still hand out more stuff, but those are the main winners for this week. I'm going to run out of stuff pretty soon.
I'm just going to say, I mean, you get figuring you're starting out. To throw that stuff around.
Yeah, I'm going to get it out there, but I got to ask David Hochberg what kind of funding I can get from him.
Because I was thinking flotation devices.
What?
Pool toys, flotation devices, something to get you through on the stream.
He's my Kickstarter. I'm eating something so I can get some.
Yeah, a little sugar. You need. I think you're just a little low in sugar. What do you got? Pound cake?
Yeah. Where'd you get this pound cake?
Newsroom.
Really?
It's homemade, yeah.
Whose?
I think Judy made it. Or maybe one of the interns.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, it's got pot in it. Don't worry about it.
I wish.
It's laced.
Gary's going to be rubbing his corduroy pants here in a minute.
I'm so baked.
Now I'm really feeling woozy and lightheaded. At least there'd be a real reason for it.
Have you ever done a show intoxicated? I know other people you've worked with did, but...
Hey-o.
I'm sure I had a pop here or there because of something that was going on, a remote or whatever. But the one I've mentioned is when I came from my colonoscopy and I was still on the drugs.
Right.
I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever done. Now, I don't know how the audience interpreted it, but in my head, I was having a freaking blast. I came right from the hospital to the show.
How did you drive? Did someone drive you?
I took a cab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was at Northwestern, and I just jumped in a cab.
It actually wasn't a cab. Yeah. He just got into somebody's back seat, and
hey,
they brought
man.
Him.
Well, what about when you used to do that feature where you had the liquor wagon?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time that was just theater.
Was it?
But if we were doing a remote and rolled it out, we'd have a pop here and there, but... Right.
Never.
I was not going to start because we did that at 5 and we had two hours to go.
That's what I mean.
I thought this is not going to work.
Well, plus, wasn't there a time when you could not drink on the? Wasn't it an FCC rule?
Yeah,
and that
I
just
think
sort
it
of
still is, isn't it?
But it doesn't seem like it. I mean,
yeah,
but
really,
the heck?
if they enforced that, half these radio stations would be empty.
Well, we had the beer taster on the other day. Remember?
We're not on any.
Oh, that's true. We're not
licensed facility.
Yeah, but we did that at Benny's. A couple of years ago, remember we did the remote from Benny's?
Yeah, but I had a sip here and there. It wasn't a full-out alcoholic binge.
No, you weren't drunk, but my point is you're still drinking alcohol.
What's your point, really? Okay.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Pound cake is good.
Good.
How are you feeling? Is it kicking in?
I think that helps.
I know there are HIPAA requirements in giving out too much information, but I did email somebody who wanted to know what your color was like, and I said your color was good.
His color was good. No, I remember because my mom would get, she had diabetes where she would go either too high or too low, and you could always tell, and it was amazing how you gave the sugar, and boom, everything just kind of evened out.
Oh, yeah, I've had those anxiety rushes where you had too much caffeine and you start shaking, and if I have a piece of bread, that calms it right down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was like a gas leak here about an hour ago, and my head, it just... I was reading.
There's more cake if you need it.
I was going through some books and magazines over the weekend, and I found this magazine. It's called Mojo. It's a British magazine.
Yeah, it's a
music magazine. And as they have done over the years, they every now and then will get into a Beatles thing. They're very good about that because they are British based. But when I started reading this stuff, and I've read it many times, it made me realize it doesn't matter who you are or what kind of success you have, you're going to go through something. And these guys, here they are ruling the world, and the misery that they encountered towards the end between the accountants and just everything that was going on, and you thought this was the greatest thing to be, one of them. And when you read the behind-the-scenes stuff, it could not have been any more unpleasant.
It sounds like they may have had fun for about a year.
Well, that's what they kept saying as it got towards the end. All they wanted to think about was when they were playing the clubs.
Right.
And they first heard their records on the air, and that rush of our records are being played on the radio. That moment is gone, as it is for a lot of people that become successful. They want to go back to the beginning when it was simpler.
Simple?
Yeah.
Well, they won't even release the Let It Be movie.
Right.
Because they don't want people to see. There was so much discord, and it was so uncomfortable. And a lot of that is captured on film as they were recording the White Album, and they don't want people to see that.
And then they started suing each other because the accountant won. And you think, on the surface, and that's all we needed to see because we weren't involved in the operation, but on the surface, it looked like the greatest thing on earth. If you were one of those guys and the money they must be making and this and that, and when you really look behind the scenes, as a lot of things are, it's what you see is smoke and mirrors, and the real stuff, there's a lot more grinding going on.
I wanted to imagine their life was just like it was in Help, where they walk into four different front doors, and it was just a gigantic super pad. And
Well, think about their lives in general. I mean, they have not had, forget their careers and the success they've had musically, but they have their personal lives. I mean, you know, Paul McCartney's wife, Linda, died at a very young age.
Right, then he goes through that divorce the second time.
So he's on his third marriage now. Obviously, John Lennon, shot at 40. George Harrison, you know, dies at 57. Ringo had a child, I believe, that died at a young age or was very sick.
So
His first wife died of a
brain tumor, right?
I mean, they haven't had an easy time in general. Forget about the careers and the ups and downs that every career goes on. But their lives certainly have had their, as everyone's does. I mean, they have not been immune from that. There's no such thing as the golden life.
Well, I guess my overview of this conversation is no matter who you are, and you think, you look at these people in movies or whatever, they're living the life that we'd all, or most of us, would want to lead because it looks like they've won the lottery. And then you start scratching beneath the surface, and they have the same junk we all have to go through.
They're just doing it in a better house.
Right. They have a better car to go to the junk to.
Right.
They consciously uncouple instead of just having, you know, divorces like the rest of us.
Of that fame, all you probably think about is, what crazy person out there is out for me?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of them have these crazy people that start thinking that they're in love with them or that's my best friend. And then you just are walking down the red carpet like that guy that punched Brad Pitt recently.
Right.
That guy is just a prankster that likes to go out and do this.
But still.
But who knows how crazy he could be.
Who is it? One of the stars had somebody show up in their house
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, yeah. Some maniac showed up. And she's got a toddler baby at home. That'd be horrible.
Well, like I said, we talked about it last week, too. When we talked about that, Letterman had this woman that constantly breaking into his house. I mean,
his wife.
And then he had that painter in Montana that was going to kidnap his kid for a ransom. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah. But I guess when you go to the bank and think, well, yeah, I've had all that nonsense, but look at all this money.
Yeah.
Does that make up for it? 312-521-8600.
You can be depressed in nicer surroundings.
Yes. Is that the lesson? What is the lesson?
Yeah. At least you can go to a nice cabana somewhere on Maui and be depressed as opposed to doing
it is
in a one-bathroom apartment.
Okay, then it is better.
And you surround yourself with yes people who say, no, your life is more awesome than the rest of ours.
You really are cooler than everyone.
Well, look at Michael Jackson. Oh. I mean, he became a nutball really early on. He dies at 50.
Elvis?
Same thing.
42. 42.
And the last number of years weren't pleasant.
No.
Although he was hooked on Benny's or whatever he was hooked on when he was in the Army and he was young.
Right.
So it all unraveled starting then. He was probably 20 years old.
Is anyone happy?
God. 312. Who's happy? Who's happy?
If you're happy, give us a call.
312-521-8600. That Pharrell Williams, I think he's the only one. I think he's the only guy right now. Sounds like you need an OJ and a nice prune Danish, according to this text. I was talking about how I was reminded this morning when I was sitting outside of when I went to work with my father when I was a kid. He'd stop at this little coffee shop, and I got a prune Danish.
Now, where did you think you got the prune Danish?
I don't know why. I must have tried it once, and it was so good. I always look for good prune Danishes.
You wouldn't go for the...
I mean, as a kid, why would you gravitate towards prunes?
That's what I mean. Why wouldn't you go for the nice jelly donut?
It must have looked so good.
Well, and prunes always sounded horrible until you tasted them and
on
you went,
nice
oh my gosh,
Danish
those are good.
Danish with frosting? Are you kidding?
Prunes are good.
Which is why they've renamed them dried plums.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You can't buy prunes anymore.
Is that true?
Because it was just bad PR.
Yeah.
It was delicious. And that's the memory I have. Maybe because it was Father's Day and I was thinking of that yesterday a little bit.
Sure.
And
you
those
should have got one yesterday.
I should have got one.
You got all that. You got all that cash. You could have sprung for a couple of prune Danishes. Crisp bills or used bills?
They always get crisp bills.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then I like just stacking them and putting a clip on them.
By serial number?
Yeah. I got to have all the fives and the 20s and then the singles.
Wow, it sounds like they really...
Well, I mean, it wasn't $1,000, but it was nice.
They should get you like a little one of those counting machines.
Yeah, like drug dealers
have. Yeah, you can put the money in. Those are always so cool. That's so neat.
I don't think I need that yet. Kathy!
Hey, Gary.
What's up?
First of all, I want you to know that I've been a huge fan since the old days.
Thank you.
With the what was the band, Gary? The Dolphins?
Well, that was one of the incarnations. The Dolphins, yeah.
Oh, the Dolphins.
With John Skander and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so huge fan. Anyway, you guys are talking about money and like what happens. I came into money when it was an inheritance. And it really causes more problems you could never imagine. It just causes family disputes, arguments, and a lot of problems. So,
how much money are we talking about here?
Probably a couple million.
Mm, nice.
And that was split amongst how many people?
Well, myself and my two daughters, and because my brother passed away, so it was. So it's a lot of money, and my dad left. But it just causes, if you think some of my friends are like, oh, my God, you're so lucky and all this. But really, it just causes a lot of heartache. And all. I never thought it, and I thought, oh, my God, this is so great. But it's really not that great. It's okay. Really, really amazing.
All right, but would you rather not have any of that money then?
But that's a great question because, sure, you drive a nice car. Sure, you have... you have a mortgage or something like that, Garrett. But on the flip side of it, it makes people really super ugly. I'm sure you've seen it in your lifetime, too. It makes people really kind of change their personality.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, like family members. And, once they see that check, things kind of alter their whole life. So, it's really weird.
What's the balance out of all this? I mean, you don't want to be dirt poor if you don't have to be. And... the other side is the money leads to some other problems. So where do you want to be down the middle somewhere?
Without a doubt. And I always listen to you when people win the lottery, and I always, I do play the scratch offs, and I do play the only lottery. I do that just for the fun of it. But it is the benefits are it's more of it, like you can not go to work, and I currently don't work. I've worked in a few years, but I you miss the social people, socializing mm-hmm. with people. And I miss that, but it's also nice to take advantage of my time. Like time is like it's non-existent to me. Does that make sense to you?
No. What does that mean?
How do I say it in the right way?
You need a clock.
Well, no.
Everybody needs a clock. How do you know what time the movie starts?
Doesn't need to be anywhere.
Got to know what time the movie's going to start.
This is so funny. Like on Friday, and my husband works so hard, and he comes home, and the weekend is so looked forward to, and I love having him home too on the weekends too. But it's not like I got to get up to an alarm clock and get up by 5 a.m. and get a drive on the road. And sometimes I'll be up, I have to go attend an appointment or something at 6 a.m. drive the highways. I'm like, how do people do this every day?
Well, let me ask you this then: if the money became that problem. Some people would say, well, why don't you just give it to a charity and be done with it?
Well, I did give my, I'm Catholic, so I did give, my mom was sure to give money before she passed away to the Catholic, the diocese and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. I mean, that did exist. But it's also nice to have money in the bank and not, does that make sense?
You're going back to, it created all these problems, but I certainly like having it in the bank.
Yeah. You're right, Gary. It's a no-win situation, really. It's a no-win.
Well, again, So, I'm just talking about when you see some of these people that have been the biggest stars on earth, and you think,
correct.
In our mind, we idealize the whole situation. Mm-hmm. That's got to be the best life. Look at those guys. Well, they're popular.
And
that.
I've heard you for years talk about that, and I'm thinking, I've been meaning to call you for a long time and tell you that. Like, it's not that, I'm small. You know, I'm not a celebrity or anything like that. And I think anybody out there, your listeners who inherited a lot of money, would say the same thing, Gary, and say, you know, it's caused some problems. And I have no siblings, mind you. I just have my two daughters. But it does cause, and I got a husband who's got, you know, this is our second marriage. So what my kids have, his, you know what I'm saying? Like, his kids don't have, and it causes some riffraff long run.
It can't live with it. It can't live without it. It is a trick bag. I'll give you that.
She wants to get rid of some of it. I'd be happy to take it.
If you want to put some in an envelope and 435 North Michigan, 60611, I'll figure something out to do with it.
Gary, I love you. I love you.
Thanks, Kathy.
And also, Gary, I want you to know one thing before I hang up.
Yeah.
When all this transaction happened, I am a person. I'm 51 years old. I've only sent one email my entire life. I don't email anybody. I'm not a part of the Facebook or anything like that. But I was sure to call, and just like your previous listeners, I did call WGN, and I really had a problem with this because I listened to your stream, of course, and I do have the iPad, but. It's a whole transaction for me. Like, I go upstairs on my second floor. I got to bring up the iPad with me. It's insane, Gary, but I'll do whatever it takes, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I appreciate that. And there's been a lot of support in that direction. And as I said before, I'm humbled by it. And I really, really, really thank everybody for their support. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest issue that I'm going to just put out there, because it's the 800-pound gorilla, is the way it was done. I'm not arguing
correct.
That this isn't the future. This
correct.
Obviously at some point will be how all broadcasting is carried. There's no way that it's going to someday be not this and go back to the transmitter and all that. This is more efficient.
Yeah.
It reaches more people, and it is the future. It's just that it could have been done probably a little more subtly along the way, and then we can make a transition. So wake up and it's all different, and I'm not even remotely told that it's going to be different in 24 hours where I could plan and the listener can plan. I mean, that's where I think the rub is. And I don't know if they're going to be upset by me saying that. It doesn't matter. It is what it is.
Sure, Gary. Yeah.
I mean, you can't hide that anymore. How am I going to hide that? It's silly to pretend like it isn't out there in the middle of the room.
I appreciate that. But I also want to say, if you talk about this is the way of the future, is it really the way of the future or is it the way of the past? Well, like when my parents sat down and next to the transistor radio and listen to the, you know, whatever's, you know, the news on the radio. This is exactly what's happened right here. And I'm not happy, but I will do whatever it takes, you know, and I'm sure you're not. It's just it's a hard transition for me.
Well,
I got to carry you, you know, all around
again,
the house. And
I mean, I'm I know some people go, just do it and shut up. You're getting a paycheck.
That's
great if you want to be a robot and walk through life that way. But say that it didn't affect me in any way, I'd be lying to you. It's affected me in ways
that
are really, in some ways, very hurtful because I built that audience for 5 years.
I
had a blast on that station. There's nobody said, it sounded like you were really just phoning it in. I never did. I had a blast.
No.
I would have continued on that. And,
no, not at all.
But having
all,
said that, and I am going to move forward with this, it's not like I can just go in my office, shut the door, and start doing whatever I was doing in a different way. I have to do all this in the public. It's not like I can get hide from it. I got to go out there, and some people are like, "What is he?" I mean, how do you do that? You just keep going? Yeah, I guess so. What else am I going to do? I mean, I got to keep dancing.
Exactly.
Dancing.
That's right.
So if you have some of that money that's upsetting you, you know where to send it.
Well, can't Kathy hire someone to carry your iPod upstairs for her?
Yes. You have enough money. You need a servant.
Stop it, you guys. I love you both, and I will stick by your side 24/7. I will never. My favorite thing in life was 3 o'clock, turn you on, and then like do my stuff around the house, get dinner prepared. I was just there, and it sucks that I definitely know how to convert over to doing the stream. I'm there for you, but. But am I happy? Hell no, I'm not happy.
All right, Kathy, I appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See, even Kathy, with all her money, is still riffs.
Doesn't buy
happiness.
Buys some nice stuff, though, right?
$75,000 a year.
What's that?
That's the happy threshold.
What do you mean?
According to a Time magazine study from 2010, $75,000 a year.
If you made $75,000 a year.
Or more,
you'd be in
a
good place.
Less than that is where you still have the stresses.
For a family of what?
It says you.
Just one person.
I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking about for a household. What are you going to do with that?
Well.
What are you going to do with that?
No, I'm just saying. If you have three or four kids, that's.
But the median income is what, 50?
Less than, I want to say 48? Less than that. Yeah.
It's around 48 or 50. That's the median income for a family of four, I believe.
That's why everybody's out of their minds.
And they say, I just saw this article, the economy is not going to return in the way it was before 2007.
Can't.
For a while. The growth is 2% a year, and they don't see anything happening that's going to jack that up at all.
Well, think about in the, from say even 1970, when there was all the inflation. It wasn't really until 1985 or 86, because the beginning of the Reagan presidency was high unemployment and the economy hadn't kicked in yet. So there's 16 years. Let's just take the last of.
Curious.
So if it was 2007, it could be 2027 before
just, for some reason, when the prime was 20 or 18 or whatever it was 30 mm-hmm. years ago, how did we motor through that? And it must have been difficult, I'm sure. But it seems to me I just, like everybody else, just kind of went.
We
adjusted. There was something different. Was it because gas was $1.50?
Well,
is that what it is?
Do you remember during that time, too, that 18% was deductible on your income tax, like your credit cards and stuff like that, you could deduct that. And then during the Reagan administration, some of those things changed. And I remember sitting on a bunch of credit going, wait, what do you mean? So even when things start improving for some folks,
we got away from the putting 20% down to get a mortgage. I remember that was the deal.
Right. You had to.
I put 20% down.
Yeah.
And that was the standard. They didn't even look at you unless you had that. And so that went out the window, and that's why we went through this. People that should not have been buying homes were buying homes on nothing, and everything fell apart. Well,
this is a cheery Monday.
This is
there's only 4 days left of the week.
This is a good start, huh?
Can't
about
wait
it?
For Friday. We're all going to be lightheaded by Friday.
Or drunk.
You want to play back the weather forecast, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Jim Ramsey did some weather earlier.
That'll make you feel
here
better.
Here he is. Jim, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful stretch we're having.
Yeah, but there are clouds approaching Chicago. What's wrong with you?
There are clouds.
What's happening is there are storms in Missouri and out in Iowa and southern Minnesota. The clouds from those storms are going to be coming into the Chicago area. And we could get an isolated storm this evening. Low temperature, around 73 by morning. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Storms likely. In fact, we've got a chance of storms every day right through next Sunday. High temperature on Tuesday, a hot, humid 93.
Yes.
Up to 91 on Wednesday. And don't forget the storms. Thursday, storms high 86. Friday, storms high 89. Saturday, high 81 and storms. Currently, though, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures 86 at O'Hare, 87 at Midway, 73 at the lakefront. Southwest winds at 7. The water temperature off Chicago's lakefront is 66. From the WGN Weather Center, this is Jim.
I think what happened last week when he started to unravel his childhood and broken dreams, that might have started it all.
Yeah,
he really opened
philosophy
up
was
about
deep.
How he wanted to be an architect, but his father never encouraged him to be one. And his father worked at a radio station, general manager at a radio station, gave him a job, and then that's how he started in this business. And before that, a couple of weeks ago, when he said, the way to get through life is to really dial down your expectations.
Have just low expectations.
Low expectations and basically give up, and you'll be better off. And I think he's found the key. That's the sweet spot.
Because he's been able to go just above his low expectation.
Yeah.
So that makes him
extremely
happy.
He's a pick and slot.
Yeah.
But that's what he said a few weeks ago. You're shooting too high. Dial it down.
Where are you going with all this drive and ambition?
You're killing yourself.
You're all going to end up like Casey Kasem anyway.
Yeah, how about that? I thought about that, too. This guy made a good amount of money. Great amount of money.
Owned, huge office buildings in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that costs in L.A.?
Yes. Made a fortune. And then in the end, his daughter and his wife are fighting over how they're going to take care of him. And then he dies anyway.
Bed sores, dementia.
And he was in bad health for a number of years, right?
Yeah, they said he had Parkinson's, and then now they're saying dementia. So he's been out of it for a while. I mean, the odd thing is that he did give his daughter the power of attorney for the medical decisions, which I find interesting since he was living with his wife for 25 years, even though this was his second. They keep saying his second wife, but he was married for a good chunk of time.
And who gets the fortune?
Oh, I can only imagine now what the fight's going to be now.
As that Kathy was saying, here we go.
Oh.
Now they're going to fight over that, right?
I mean, I wonder now, does the wife, you know, this Jean Kasem, does she go to the wake and the funeral with the kids there? Because there's obviously some, you know, animosity happening. I mean, ugh.
We'll see.
And Casey was always smiling. What a shame, because he always seemed like a nice guy.
I got a Scooby-Doo story, as it turns out.
Hey, Scoob!
But he was the voice of...
Yeah, he did Shaggy.
Shaggy.
And then he also, I had forgotten over the weekend, I was reminded, he also did the voices for, they used to have the Justice League, and he used to do, like, the voices for, like, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I mean, beyond the Countdown, which was his main thrust, he was doing all those other voices.
And then I remember he used to do a TV show that he used to do the American Top 40 Top 10, where he'd count down the top 10 songs on TV, and then he counted down the top 40 on the radio. He was always on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Right, and when he went on that telethon, all he did was count.
Right.
He'd start counting things. Jerry, the top 5 telethons you've ever done, that's all he did, but he made a good living out of it.
Well, it was perfect because they used to count the money that they would raise, too.
He was good at that.
Perfect for him, yeah.
I love this story.
Did you ever meet him by any chance?
No.
No?
No.
In all your travels, huh?
No.
He never came through town? And
no. Met Wolfman Jack. That was...
Like the big...
That was
yeah.
good enough.
All right. You want a popsicle? All right.
Baby.
All right.
A man and two teens are behind bars after allegedly using a fake gun to rob a real gun store in California. One of the suspects is said to have used a replica handgun to hold the store employee at gunpoint, while two others smashed a display case and grabbed several real handguns.
Now, that can't be a
okay,
gun
so you're
owner.
In a gun store. You talk about having access to guns and protecting yourself. They've got a fake gun, robbing the gun store.
That's the gutsiest move ever.
But how bad is the gun store owner who can't even tell he's being held up with a fake gun?
Some of these replicas, how would you know?
Oh, I guess, but...
If he takes the red tip off of that BB gun.
As a gun store owner, don't you have a loaded gun right there because you're around...
You would think.
I would think they're all behind you.
I would grab one off the wall.
In the cases.
And what about our convicts? When are we going to start treating them better? Federal judge has dismissed an $800,000 lawsuit filed by a convict. He was convicted of a double murder.
Murdered.
He said he was mistreated during his 19 months in jail.
And it's worth $800,000?
Wait a minute. He's got legitimate complaints here.
Oh.
Johan Gillette alleged that the jail denied him and other inmates certain comforts, such as decent food, soft beds, and the annual swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, bastards.
He really was in hell. This is like being in prison.
Treat me like a common criminal. I think I'll file an $800,000 lawsuit. Thank God that was dismissed. 312-521-8600, text and phone number, one and the same. Okay, this one I saw and I thought, this is legit. Debbie Nubatonis from Indonesia has baffled doctors and scientists with her claim. She says that she went through a full-term pregnancy only to give birth to a bouncing, healthy baby gecko lizard. Why is this always somewhere where you really can't check?
Yeah.
Is this on Ripley's, believe it or not, or what? Snopes this.
Did you Snopes this, Craig? He just hands them to me. He doesn't care.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
The lizard's not talking.
They're funny. It's funny.
Pseudo... Psoriasis or phantom pregnancy is a condition in which Women believe they are pregnant and even display the physical signs of pregnancy, including a distended belly. But in reality, there isn't any fetus inside the womb.
Right, but...
But she's got a gecko somewhere else.
Where did the gecko come from?
According to eyewitnesses,
Snopes says no to having an octopus. Apparently, there was a story a few years ago that a woman gave birth to an octopus. And then it actually says, or lizard, frog, fish, or snake, but it doesn't have stories. This is a new story.
According to eyewitnesses, Debbie was visibly pregnant and seemed to be in her eighth month before she went into labor. On that day, she chose not to go to a hospital because it was too far away. She called for a midwife. The midwife said that she arrived just before the birth. Instead of a human baby, Debbie popped out a baby gecko.
And then he said, would you like some insurance?
It was dark in there.
I can't believe I was just born.
That could be their new campaign.
This is not a pseudo-pregnancy. It's real, isn't it?
The midwife immediately knew that something was terribly wrong.
That's a good midwife.
Yeah.
So she took the newborn to a health center to get it checked.
And then it changed color and she couldn't find it.
Where did the lizard come from? Is the whole thing a lie? Why would the midwife confirm the claim? What could she possibly gain from cooking up such a wild story?
Where is this?
Indonesia.
Oh, come on. This is not.
There is also an investigation seeing whether or not she's a witch.
Right.
Oh,
okay,
there you go.
That makes sense.
There you have it.
Did she name the lizard?
Not yet.
Zelig. Oh, okay. Zelig.
Let's see what else I have. I have some other odd ones. This dog in, where is this story from? Spain. This dog
gave birth to a pig?
Gave birth to puppies that were green.
Oh.
They came out green.
Yeah.
Did you see a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them. Two out of what, like five or six pups?
Yeah, were green.
You mean the hair was green?
Yep.
In 2012, a green Labrador puppy was born in England that lost its green hue after 10 days. The cause for the coloring at the time was given as exposure to a substance called biliverdin, which can be found in the placenta.
Oh, yeah.
Weird stuff.
So what happens? Is it
one of the pups died right away, and the other one is losing its greenness.
Well, that's good. Well, it gets a little more, you know, a little more experience.
You know what
you lose your greenness.
Call those two Irish twins.
Yeah.
Where's that Scooby-Doo story? I wanted to...
Hey, Scoob!
This guy...
Is this another tribute to Casey Kasem?
Well, it's kind of interesting that it happened around the same time he died, I think. This is out of England. A guy was wearing a Scooby-Doo onesie at a bar. And a woman started to attack him. And if it wasn't for the onesie, he would have been seriously hurt. But the costume was so padded that it really didn't hurt him at all.
And she would have got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Why was she?
That was at the end of Scooby-Doo.
I have to be honest. Okay. I rarely watch that show.
Well, at the end of the, because every time, you know, when they would crack the
when
the
they pull the mask off
pull
of
the mask
monster.
Off the villain. It would always be something they met before, and they would always say, and I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids, because they were the ones who came up with the mystery.
I was already in the workforce when this show was...
It's you know, better
Well, you were in the workforce
way.
When you were 10.
So if it was... You're right. Any show before I was 10,
forget about it.
I couldn't spend much time with it. I was going to work.
No, so the reference was right. You gave me this look like I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, I knew it had to do with the cartoon, okay. But I didn't... know what the cartoon was about at the end.
That was the famous line.
So was she beating him up because he was Scooby-Doo?
No,
it just
says
because he was...
He was on a pub crawl with some other friends who had costumes on.
She preferred Mr. Peabody.
He was attacked by a woman while out drinking with friends and says the novelty suit's ample padding saved him from a severe beating. Doesn't say why she started beating him.
Ruh-roh.
His friends were dressed as Robin Hood and Batman. When he came under attack in a bar in Whitby, Yorkshire.
Near Yorkshire?
Mm-hmm.
Whitby on the...
Doesn't say why she started beating him up, just started beating
him
up.
Well, they were in a pub.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a reason?
There's guy in a Scooby-Doo outfit. I think I'll start
enough.
To pummel him.
That's enough. She had a couple of pints.
You remind me of my ex.
Yeah.
I hated Scooby.
Oh, you think you're funny and dressed as Scooby-Doo?
I hate Scooby-Dooby-Dooby.
And that must have been funny to watch this woman pummeling the guy in a Scooby-Doo outfit.
Maybe he said something about her wearing a dog outfit, and it turns out she wasn't wearing an outfit.
Oh,
or...
yeah. Tempers escalate.
I know this came out a few weeks ago, but they finally sold that house that was featured in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
A huge discount, though.
In Highland Park. Yeah, and less than half of what they originally asked for it.
I think they were shooting for, like, initially when it was
2.7 or something.
When it was first in the market several years
sold
ago.
Sold for $1.06 million.
Yeah. Wow.
Took 5 years to sell the house. And I don't know why it wasn't moving that fast.
Well, maybe, you know, it's
first. It is kind of a unique piece of architecture. It's got kind of that Mies van der Rohe
That's what it was,
minimalist
wasn't it?
Thing.
Besides the glass structure that we see in the movie where the car was, what else? Is there a glass structure below it or something?
That's what's funny. Some of those homes, because we'd do that on a Sunday, just drive through the ravines and look at the way other people lived.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at those houses, they're small. These are not McMansions anymore. So what do you want to bet? It's got like an older, smaller kitchen and only a couple of bedrooms when people can...
Well, you're paying for the area, too.
But, I mean, am I paying for the cachet of Ferris Bueller?
Well, I think initially they thought...
That it would.
They'd get that price
but
because...
But, I mean, it's been 25, 30 years since the movie was out. I don't know how much cachet that still has.
Well... Not as much as they thought,
no.
As it turns out.
Only half as much cachet as he used.
Although, I tell you, the one house I would love to see, if it still exists, is, you always talk about The Godfather. You know, the Godfather's house where Vito Corleone lived with the big gates?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see what that house really looked like.
I would imagine it's in New Jersey.
Or probably somewhere, yeah. But I wonder what that must have looked like, because it looked so big, but everything looks bigger in a movie. I wonder how small it really was. Was it just this little courtyard? In a small little house, or did it have this sprawling?
Well, you can probably find out on the internet where to look for it.
Yeah, but whenever you see a house that has been in something, it always looks smaller than, you know, you expected.
And Ferris Bueller's house was in California. It wasn't.
That's what you said.
One used here.
Yeah, but I don't think that if they thought the cachet of Ferris Bueller, I mean, that come on, that's not like.
Okay, they know that now, but.
Well, they should have known that 5 years ago when they couldn't sell this place. I mean, clearly.
Nobody could sell anything 5 years
ago.
Yeah, well, that's
true.
That was
right, the height of the recession.
Yeah,
and this is kind of a very unique house. You have to kind of like that style, like Leslie said. And I don't know if I need a whole room to put my car in.
Yeah.
If that's, in fact, what that is, a carport, an elaborate carport.
How's Michael Jordan? Yeah, Michael Jordan's mansion going. I don't think that's moving either.
Remember, they tried to auction it, and then they pulled it. Didn't they pull it off the auction?
Yeah, well, they wanted $20 million initially.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted a full-size basketball court. Go figure.
Yeah.
You don't want a gate with a big 23 on it?
And four industrial-sized refrigerators?
You know you got to pay the electricity to keep those things running.
Why doesn't he just donate that to, like, some kind of a...
Yeah, he's worth $1 billion
now. An orphanage or some kind of a thing where you actually—I mean, because that thing has facilities where you could actually make that into a living space.
Yeah, but they might not be able to zone it like that.
Oh,
you can't just say a women's shelter
right.
in the middle of Highland Park or wherever it is.
Turn it into an SRO.
Yeah,
or you just put the chicken wire above every bedroom. That'd
well, it's
be
such
great.
A shame because it really is almost like a complex. It's not even a home. It's like an entertainment complex.
This discussion we had a week or so ago about when you get something and then about 4 days later you're tired of it. I picture that happening when they got the place built, they moved in, shuffled around the rooms and went, what do we do with this place? How many times do you think this guy came home from playing basketball and then started playing basketball in his regulation gym?
And even think
and
about,
I'm going to have all my basketball friends over to play basketball, even though you've been practicing all day.
I don't care how big your house is. In the end of the day, aren't you really living in about three rooms?
Yeah.
Bedroom, bathroom, living room. Maybe kitchen if you eat. But maybe
Frank Thomas did this to his house in Oak Brook. He had the gift wrapping room, the
recording
hair salon,
studios,
the go-kart track, bowling alley or whatever he had.
It looked like... a commercial piece of property.
Yeah.
When you saw the building, it didn't look like a home at all.
It was not aesthetically pretty.
And then there's a mansion right in front of it that was empty for about 6 years. They built it, and no one ever lived in it, right around that same time.
And that's what you do on Sundays. You drive around and look
for... Well, that's actually right down the block from me, that one. I'm on the poor side.
The poor side of town.
Bob.
Hey, Gary, you feeling better now?
Yeah, better get a bucket.
And a stretcher.
I'm just reporting. I'm driving through Highland Park, and John Legend's over at Ravinia tonight. Are you doing any remotes from there this year?
I am definitely going to try to do a Ravinia remote. That's on the books to do. So I'm going to go in tomorrow and see if I'm recognized by anybody in the promotion department.
Gary who?
Yeah.
And you are?
And I can do what? Well, so I will talk to them, and we'll see if we can get that one. And I want to do, hopefully, Italian Fest on Taylor Street like I did last year.
You got any tickets over at Vinia regardless to see anybody there?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they got some good stuff playing there this year. You might want to check out what they have available.
They always do. I mean, it's for Vinia.
Yeah.
Boy, they do it upright.
Oh,
there she is.
I think it's tonight's opening night, I think.
Sold out. John Legend, I saw that.
Two nights.
They really treat us well when we go up there. Really enjoy that whole experience.
And they have, if you are going there tonight, they have amazing garlic fries in the restaurant. Oh,
garlic fries.
And do bring a jacket because it's only in the 70s along the lake.
Tom?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hey, you were talking about Ferris Bueller's house. I just talked to someone yesterday that said that that actual house is in Glen Ellen.
Which actual house? The one that Ferris Bueller lived in?
Yeah, the one with the big glass room with the cars and everything.
I think so, because that's
the one that Ferris Bueller lived in the movie.
Oh,
they said
the one that sold, though.
The one with the car in it.
Where it was actually shot at.
All right, but there were some facts of Ferris Bueller that came out and said that his house was in California.
But he's saying that this house,
this one where the car was, where his friend lived in.
But he's saying that it's in Glen Ellen.
And it's not.
It says Highland Park on this.
I don't think it's Glen Ellen.
That's not Glen Ellen. That's on that Sheridan Road curve there, and it's Highland Park. Here's a text. On this date in 1981, Tribune Company bought the Cubs for $20 million.
Oh.
Oh.
How you can't even buy a third baseman for $20 million.
Can you believe that? And they... And PK died, and they had to sell the team to pay an inheritance tax.
So that's what it was?
Yeah, that's why they sold it.
What was the inheritance tax? They didn't have the money from the gum?
Hey, I don't know. That's what I heard.
Hey, I don't
they
know.
They had to sell it after PK died.
Oh, man.
And now it's probably worth over $1 billion.
Well, given the way this...
Clippers
have escalated everything, but I don't know. Do you think they are? I don't think someone would pay $1 billion.
If the Ricketts put it on the market right now,
you gotta get $1 billion.
And Major League Baseball let Mark Cuban into their little club, he'd put $1.2 billion on it, probably.
Well, do you think? But given all the BS that they're going on with all in that neighborhood, though, that
he
comes
could,
with it. Doesn't that
still,
chop something off the price?
I don't think so. He could move it.
Yeah,
say, I'm going to move it out to the suburbs, and I'll make my money back.
Well, the worst thing that could have happened was, I know they looked at it in a good way, like, oh, well, Ricketts went to Wrigley Field when he was in his 20s. He met his wife in the bleachers, and he's this big fan.
He peed into the trough.
Yeah, but the thing is that was probably the worst thing that could have happened, because if there was a real businessman, whether it was Mark Cuban or anyone else, a real businessman who didn't have this attachment and all this nostalgia BS, would have walked in there, looked at it, dollars and cents, and said, you know what? I'm leaving.
Okay.
And you would have had a new stadium up right now, because that's been, what, at least 4 or 5 years?
Ricketts took it over about 5 years ago.
2009, 2010? You definitely have a new stadium up in 3 years.
They can't even get the scoreboard up until after, maybe not even after this season.
There's a landmark meeting in July sometime. Yeah. They can't do anything.
It might be 16 or 17. Leslie, did you bring fresh meat in, or did you do everything you needed to do?
I can fill if
is
you need, but
happening?
No, there's nothing really new going on. And I don't have the latest score on the U.S.-Ghana game going on in the World Cup.
Were we expected to beat Ghana?
Big rivalry.
They were burning American flags near the stadium, saying down with American imperialism. So I don't think we were the favorites.
These are the Ghanese or Ghanans or these
just
people?
I think just some Brazilians.
Okay. Okay, that's the last time I'm getting your wax.
Does anyone like us in this world?
That's why.
Who likes us?
That's why I say fold up our tents around the world. Screw them all.
Right.
Let all these places go up in flames, and we'll just protect our territory.
We're helping everybody, and no one likes us.
No good deed goes unpunished. That's it. I'd wrap it up tomorrow. Okay.
Yep.
We'll take it out of this country and that country and see what happens, and then you can go fix it. But that's just it, because they figure we're the chumps, and we'll always be there.
And then even when we come in to help, they resent us coming in to help them. Like, why are you here?
That's why I say forget it, then not help them. Then we won't help you. How about that?
You know, the whole.
Well, because I think, too, they have a really distorted view of how all of us are doing. Do you sometimes get the feeling
that they think
we're all living in Ferris Bueller's mansion? And
well, when Dallas was popular, that was the rap that everybody around the world thought that's how we lived. Everybody lived like that.
Well, if you live in a tin can, then even a house with four walls looks nice.
But at that point, if you think somebody else has got four walls and indoor plumbing, you want that, too.
Exactly.
All right. Wrap it up, I say. Bring all our military home.
There you go.
Just wrap them around our country, and then you figure it out. We're done. How far are the insurgents from Baghdad? I have a pool going. Yeah.
What do you have, 5 miles?
I say they're going to be 25 miles by Wednesday. No?
Are
they stalled?
There may be, some blowback happening.
I'm still betting on ISIS.
Syria.
Syria's in there.
Brotherhood of World Theater Midwest Tweeter Center. That's what's heading towards Baghdad.
I like how they actually have a little name, though, ISIS. They already got a nice little.
I mean, they probably have Dickies and Muffs.
Islamic States of Iraq and Syria.
Right.
Except other people are calling it ISIL.
Here's what I'm calling them. IDIOTS. Ken?
Yeah.
What up?
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hey, I've been contributing as much as I can on the text front there, but I figured I'd call. Earlier you asked for some callers, and I got home, and I had to put the garage back together. The garage door spring broke, and my night was blown up, but I'm finally getting through, and I wanted to tell you the best part about this new format is I'll be able to listen to the part of the show that I missed after this runs.
Right, because the podcast starts at 7 and the whole thing repeats. Can you fix the spring on a door? I thought that was something a professional needs to do. That spring is not easy to fix, is it?
It's a big spring.
No, but I had the whole garage took apart for the professional to come in today. And I've done them before. It's just that I didn't have time.
Yeah, that seems like a big spring.
Yeah, and I fix the springs in the mail trucks, and I fix the springs on semi-trucks, and I just didn't have time to fix this spring.
All right, well, you're up to speed now.
Yeah, I am. And, I just wanted to tell you, you're following to this new realm here. It should be great enough. I don't see why they can't sell advertising on this yet. I mean, nobody turns off the stream while the commercials are running. Get people to start paying for it.
Yeah, that's going to happen eventually. They're getting that business plan together. So we'll see that.
Yeah, nobody really likes the way they did that to you. And I mean, your show is pretty much all I listen to except for the hockey games on their AM format anymore anyhow. So, I guess they've lost me to the broadcast world forever.
Well, as long as you're on the stream world, that's what's...
I'm in the future.
You're in the future with me. I'm happy with that.
Yes, sir.
How about that?
Good to talk to you.
All right.
And I figure I'll listen to Jim Ramsey. I know why you don't replay it, because it comes right back on the podcast. So that makes more sense.
Yeah, that's coming up in about 8 minutes or so.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for being you.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
You know, this, we can call this the Myosphere.
The Myosphere?
The Myersphere.
Myersphere?
The Myersphere.
We have to have something like ISIS or...
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what's happening now. I got some texts about why people hate us.
Oh.
And, by us.
In the room or the country?
No, the country. By the way, USA up 2-1 now with about 10 minutes to go. Where is it about why people hate us? Scrolling.
Look for Yankee dog.
Invasions and occupations are good deeds. You think if they flew drones over us and launched Hellfire missiles at us, we'd be writing them love letters? Okay, that's why I say bring them on home. Well, we don't. That's what I'm really going to. Okay, we got to stop doing that. If we're doing that right or wrong, whatever, just stop it all together and then see what happens.
And we'll save money on drones then.
Yeah, we can use those for other things domestically.
Yeah, delivering pizzas.
Delivering pizzas and shoes and Amazon's products.
Right.
That Bezos, he'll buy all of them. And done. We're done with that then. I had a song for the ending somebody sent me. I didn't send it to you, Craig.
No.
Oh. Oh. That's too bad, because...
Could you sing it?
I think it's Junior Wells, What Does It Take? Some of you remember that one, but it was by a different artist. It was just kind of a, hey, how about this for a little different take on a song that was made famous by Junior Wells.
Well, Blues Fest was in town.
That's right. That's the music that I identify with.
Oh, sure. Nowadays.
You got Pine Top Hawkins and all those guys, 95 years old, still playing because the white man ripped off all their music.
Blind Lemon Jello.
You can't beat watching that go down. What was that formula to get your blues name? Remember Will Lee had a formula?
Yeah, it was a president.
An infirmity. Right, and this first street you lived on.
And a president and your first street.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, you know, blind, you know, Jefferson Smith, you know.
Yeah.
I think I found it, actually. Is that Elton Ellis?
Yeah.
Elton Ellis?
Yeah, I'll give it a spin. A listener sent it to me. It's fine. It's a nice little take on a classic song. And mine would be...
So pick an infirmity.
Psoriasis. Nixon Parnell.
There you go.
That's how you get your blues name. That's it for today. Try to do better tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow at 3. And have a great night on .fm.